In Washington, fears over a national financial default have lawmakers scrambling to make a down-to-the-wire deal once again to raise the debt limit. But what exactly would a federal default or even a near default mean for Wisconsin's economy? We turn to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue Secretary, Peter Barker.
When we come so close like this to the U.S. government, going into default, does reaching the edge do its own kind of damage?
It certainly does. You know, in 2011, the last time they came up to the edge of default under the Obama administration, our credit rating for the nation went from AAA to AA+, and it's never been elevated again. So if they do this again, you know, we very well could see another downgrade, which is, you know, catastrophic in many ways because, you know, first of all, it costs more than for the federal government to borrow. Secondly, the markets always tip, which means that for seniors who you know are dependent on their 401ks, they get extremely worried and usually they take a dip. And so just even being close is bad enough. But if they default, then we're talking about significant problems of, you know, 16,400 jobs lost in Wisconsin, according to Moody's Analytics, a 0.55% decline in payroll. That means our withholding taxes go down, corporate taxes go down. So it would have a very deleterious effect on Wisconsin as well.
Where and why are those jobs lost?
Well, because what ends up happening when the markets suffer, so that's the first stage, then investment dollars also start to dry up. So businesses that maybe were going to expand or were dependent on having extra capital in order to meet payroll, all of a sudden have to lay people off. And that's the other devastating thing is, you know, is the effect is uneven. You know, it affects senior citizens on fixed incomes who are dependent on investment income, affects young people who are usually the first ones to be laid off. So it's not an even effect, and those people that are sort of middle income or the lower middle income, you know, edge of society, they always get hurt the worst.
And then there's kind of the specific, very instant effect, right, of people potentially not getting their Social Security checks?
Well, of course, yeah, and that's not even looking at that, because if in fact they do default, then the Treasury Secretary has to start triaging and making very difficult decisions about whether or not you're going to get Social Security checks out on time and, you know, whether or not people who, let's say, are just about to qualify for Medicaid or Medicare, maybe they have to do something in that regard. Of course, there's been a lot stated about veterans and their benefits and how they're at jeopardy as well. So it has an incredible ripple effect. And the part that's so sad is it's so unnecessary. You know, I mean, you know, three times in the Trump administration, they did this. I mean, I'd like to think of it as a family. Like when our credit card bill is due, I don't say, well, unless my family agrees to make changes in our family budget, I'm not going to pay. So then I have to pay interest and penalties. You pay your bills when they're due. And then you make decisions as part of the budget process of, you know, what's the appropriate level of spending or tax relief or whatever the case may be. So there's absolutely no reason why they need to do this at this juncture. And it's at a very, you know, perilous time because of the Fed's increasing interest rates. I mean, we saw even for the Fiscal Bureau, we've seen a slight dip in terms of our projections of the surplus. And, you know, we're still in very strong shape, but you worry about the trajectory and if we're going to stay in that type of shape.
So Moody's says that it's really not likely that this is going to happen. And yet Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says, hold on, people, June 1 is the day. She seems to really be sounding the alarm on
right. This.
What do you think?
Knowing that we don't want to get up against that last day or two in case it takes longer to get the votes or in case something goes sour at the last minute. We're playing with fire here. We're playing with people's lives. We're playing with the economy and the effect on so many families that I just hope to goodness that they, you know, are able to do something in the next week.
Speaking of McCarthy and his caucus and his members, is it worse now, this kind of up to the brink?
I think it is because, you know, in the past, you know, whether Democrat or Republican speaker or Democrat or Republican majority leader in the Senate, generally speaking, you know, the members trusted their leaders and they were going to vote accordingly to whatever deal was reached. But with McCarthy, who agreed as part of the deal to become speaker, that any one member could bring up a vote to remove him, you know, he's got to be all the more careful about what deal he strikes, and I'm sure he must have to be on the phone continually because he has such a narrow margin of votes to begin with.
Have we seen any indication yet, because we are so close to that June 1 date, in markets or anything like that?
Our economists are watching this very closely, you know, and we're very nervous ourselves. I mean, we do not want to see, at a time when Wisconsin's never been stronger economically, where, you know, we do have a AAA bond rating for the first time in 40 years. We do have the lowest number of people on unemployment ever. We've got one of the greatest growths in manufacturing jobs. This is the last thing we want to see right now.